From Cherry Hill Publishing. Connected by Simon Denman. Read by the author. Chapter 1. As the coffin was lowered, the sky darkened and a gust of wind ripped through the churchyard, stirring the ancient trees and momentarily lifting the masks of reverent solemnity gathered around the open grave. Peter studied the faces with a detached sense of curiosity. How well, he wondered, had these people really known his brother? His gaze came to rest on Isabel. Even now, even through the tears, she looked beautiful. He tried to imagine the feelings welling behind those big brown eyes. Anguish, tinged with guilt, denial, loneliness, perhaps even anger. He shivered. His own feelings were somehow suppressed. His brother was in a box, about to be sealed away for an eternity in the damp, peaty earth beneath his feet, and yet he felt strangely calm, the whole service having washed over him like a dream from which he might awaken at any moment. The call had come last Saturday as he and Abigail had been leaving for dinner. Isabel had just returned home from visiting her parents in Paris to discover Martin's lifeless body slumped before the PC with his headphones on. The initial appearance of sleep, supported by the half bottle of scotch on the desk, had faltered at the sight of an empty container of tranquilizers, and finally shattered at the touch of her husband's cold, dead skin.